we genuinely believe that we have to be successful at Bright Insight. Otherwise, I think the alternative version we see is that pharma and medtech companies will build their own, you know, siloed solutions, and ultimately will digitize all of pharma and medical devices, and nothing will talk to each other. And we'll end up with the same EHR problem we have today, a decade from now, where we'll be like, look, isn't this great? We're getting data from every single person when they're not in the hospital, but yet none of the data talks to each other because everyone's built their own silo, right? So we fundamentally see it as like, you know, we have to be successful to ensure that there's common infrastructure, common de facto platform on top of which all of these, you know, all this data is running. And then you really unlock the value, right, for the patient, for the caregiver, for the provider, for ultimately, you know, the pharma and medical device companies to deliver, you know, the best outcome. Now, every major biopharma company has a device group, even though they don't typically make their own devices, except for a few exceptions, they have their own device group because they appreciate the product is not just the drug, it's the drug plus the whole device, right? That is the definition of your product. We see the exact same thing happening in digital. We're going to look back a decade from now and realize that your product is not just your drug and the physical device. Your product actually is the drug plus the physical device and the relevant digital wrap around it, right? And so I see a world where someone's going to come up with a new drug innovation early in the research process, and there's going to be somebody sitting at that table who's the digital expert who's going to say, this is fantastic drug innovation. Do we need a personalized drug dosing algorithm, or will it be one size dose for all? Do you think adherence is going to be a problem? If so, you know, do we need to, you know, how do we drive personalized adherence? Is it going to be obvious to identify which patients will respond and not respond? Oh, if that's going to be a challenge, how do we use digital to help, right? So it's the same way where, you know, you have a device expert sitting at the table right at the early days of drug innovation, you're going to have the same thing happen in digital. And just like that took a decade on the physical device side, it'll take a decade on the drug side, I mean, on the digital side, but that's the journey we're on, right? And so we're still early days in that journey. And that's why I see, you know, us Bright Insight really being positioned as that de facto platform to enable this, you know, evolution or revolution.